After what had happened to Tony Carbone, every mobster in the area was on high alert. If it could happen to Tony, it could happen to any of their sons. Every mobster, that is, except Giuseppe Aiello, a shipping magnate who had more money than anyone in the area. When the bribe had arrived from a rival family, Giuseppe ignored it. His son, Marco, was no Tony. Marco had just graduated and was headed to university in the fall. He had big things ahead of him. Unfortunately, he was one of those big things. After weeks of ignoring phone calls, warnings, and letters, Marco's fate was sealed. He disappeared late one night after Giuseppe had gone out to dinner with a friend. He didn't see Marco for almost a month. Marco was too busy being wined and dined in private buffets of deliciously bloating food, growing heavier and heavier by the day. The handsome young man melting into gluttony, gaining pounds by the day, and becoming a curvaceous and greedy blimp. Marco had always been a spoiled boy, but weeks of lavish dinners, belly rubs with oil, and constant waiting on hand and foot had led to an even more entitled attitude. Nights spent with goons stuffing the brat with fattening dishes, then lavishing his soft, supple body with oil, hadn't exactly felt bad for the spoiled boy. He enjoyed it. He had become quite the overindulged, spoiled brat. Tony had become more docile and compliant, but Marco had grown used to being treated a certain way. And by the time he was ready to be delivered back to his father, he was twice the boy he'd left as. Unlike Tony's handoff, Marco's was much less ceremonious. A wire transfer had been sent, and the next morning, there was a knock on Giuseppe's mansion door. There, dressed in nothing but an overstretched white brief, was his son Marco, bubbling and groaning on the porch. A gift bow stuck to his now fattened tummy, with a note that read, "For Daddy." Marco groaned and belched crudely. The goons had tripled Marco's weight, taking the young soccer player to more of a sumo wrestler. But his BMI wasn't the only thing they'd increased. Marco immediately whined to his dad for food and for a belly rub. Uh-oh. They'd created a monster.